grew up in a Christian household where we went to church on Sunday, prayed before dinner, and were taught morality according to the Bible. Until high school, these habits are what I based Christianity off of, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job at following them. That viewpoint all started to change when I began attending my girlfriend's youth ministry events with her. This is where I first learned that I can have a personal relationship with our Creator, and that He calls us to surrender our lives with Him, our lives to Him. The latter was hard to swallow, as I doubted that God's plan for me would be as fulfilling as or as enjoyable as what I had planned for my life. Day after day and week after week, I felt convicted of the sins I was committing, but I found it hard to break free from those bad habits. In my senior year of high school, I decided that enough was enough and some serious change was necessary. From past experiences, I knew that I would not be able to do it alone. I made the decision to get baptized and go to my small group to talk through some of my struggles. I submitted my sins and my temptations to God, trusting that He and others that He had placed around me would help guide me through it. A lot of growth happened through the end of high school, and I could really see myself getting closer with God. However, heading into freshman year, my growth had started to plateau. As I only attended church online on Sundays, and my time with the Lord was often put aside due to the stresses of my coursework. I wanted to get connected with a Christian org on campus, but it too was delayed due to my academics taking precedence. God decided that I had put it off long enough, and I was stopped by a crew staff member as I was walking back from class. Shout out to Amber, who offered me a hot chocolate and invited me to 180 that night. I was initially scared to go alone, so I asked my older sister if she would come with me so I had someone to sit with. She agreed, and we both really enjoyed it and started attending weekly. Flash forward to spring semester, one of the MCs highlighted the Ways to Serve section of the crew app. My eyes lit up when they addressed having a need for people to help out with sound and tech, thinking, I'm pretty good with technology, I could do that. I soon began to become more involved in the ministry of crew, and I struggled as I tried to juggle my worldly desires and the desires that God had for my life. I wanted to maintain the high academic standard I had set for myself, and God wanted me to grow my relationship with Him through serving and through fellowship with other Christians. I'm not saying that God doesn't care about us doing well in our academics, it's just that one of them is clearly more important to Him. I often contemplated missing Bible studies or fellowship events to ensure that my schoolwork got done, but I could feel God pulling me towards Him. In my mind, I knew that God's plan for my life was best, but my heart still had doubts. Hesitantly, I trusted God, unsure of how He was going to move or if He even would. God moved every time, and I began to full-heartedly trust that God would supernaturally bless the other areas of my life, like my academics, as I gave more and more of myself over to Him. This newfound trust in God's plan for my life led me to do things that, at one point, I didn't think I would have ever done. From going to Bratislava, Slovakia, to share the gospel to college students, to speaking in front of you all today, saying yes to God has been so much easier knowing that His plan is sufficient. Now, while I'm not perfect in submitting the entirety of myself to God, I now have so many examples of His faithfulness to look back on as I continue to submit and trust in His plan. One passage that I felt greatly exemplifies this truth is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which states, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." If anything resonated with you, or if you have any questions, you can find me down here, as always, at the end of 180. My name is Nathan Hoffman, and that's my 180 story.
Thanks to our listeners for tuning in to this episode of the 180 Podcast, a production of Crew in Southeast Ohio. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a like, a share, or leave an encouraging comment, and that will go a long way toward helping others hear about the podcast. The podcast isn't the only thing that we do. Whether you're a student living on campus or if you're still at home studying virtually, we'd encourage you to check us out on social media to hear more about what's going on. You can follow us on Instagram at crew@OU, or to learn more about who we are and what we do, head over to our website, crew@OU.org. We'd encourage you, if you visit the site, to complete our involvement form to get more connected to all the things that are happening. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday for another episode of the 180 Podcast.